Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. Very, very glad that you're with us here today, and we would love for you to join us, and I'll tell you who us are in just a second here. But if you want to, you can call us at 1-800-229-3000, and we're here for 2 hours, and we'd love to visit with you. Joining me in the studio is Milan Yurkovich. Hi, Milan.
Steve, it's a pleasure to see you this morning and be with you today.
Same back at you. And, of course, Milan and Kay wrote the book, How We Love and How We Love Our Kids. And then Becky Brown is with us today. Becky, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hello, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
We're fine. And, Becky, we hope you are, too. It's nice to be with you.
Yeah,
Becky,
you too.
Becky is probably the Jackie of all trades, we could say. She has done just about everything in New Life, head of our whole clinical program and in development, and a wonderful author herself. So we've got some wisdom for you if you'd like to join us. Now, I want to mention that we just did this Saturday our Courageous Parenting workshop on your adult children issues, which are so huge and so common these days. And I want you to know that we'll have another one of these coming back around. And so check out the Courageous Parenting series that we're doing. And it was just so great to give some folks the kind of insight that they wanted, some advice right there. Because it's not just a time where you hear speaking. Like this weekend is emotional freedom. And you're going to have seven teaching sessions, and then four sessions with licensed clinical Christian counselors. And that makes all the difference in the world. Then you've got Q&A times with the speakers. So I'm really excited about emotional freedom. And Milan, I ask you to talk about this. In your mind, what is emotional freedom?
Well, I've jotted down four components, and I'll be brief. Number one, the capacity to stay more regulated under pressure than I used to be.
Okay.
A lot of times when people are under pressure, they get very dysregulated, then they get reactive. And when we're like that, things don't work well.
Yes.
Number two, Kay and I learned to build emotional intelligence, the ability to describe our emotions, and the ability to, in relationship, number three, learn to be authentic and share, and to be able to depend on others to help encourage and strengthen, as well as a place to sharpen you. And then I would also have to lastly say there's very little rumination or worrying or thinking or planning or just trying to just think about, what did that last conversation go like? And then to be very unsettled, that has gone. And we just are free from our old attachment wounds.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. And if you're not experiencing that, sign up and join us this Saturday. And here's the thing. If your past is not resolved, it's going to impact the present.
That's right.
If you need something resolved out of the past or from somebody that can't give it to you, that's a problem. If you're afraid of the future, or you're not preparing yourself for the future, and then in the present, if you're not making responsible choices with redemptive relationships there, maybe you're not truly emotionally free. We could help you get free. Unchain yourself. remove the locks that keep you wherever you are. You can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and sign up right now, Emotional Freedom. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. We'd love to have you here today.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artiburn here. Mylon Yurkovic and Becky Brown. Becky, emotional freedom to you would be what?
Something that we have to do regularly for the rest of our lives. Like, we don't arrive someplace. Like you were talking about, Mylon, I think sometimes being able to take those measurements. Am I less reactive than I used to be? Am I able to connect with people better than I used to? And I think so many times we get stuck in a place and don't realize it. And Steve, you used to say all the time, it's like that quote from What Not to Wear.
Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Mm-hmm. I do. Sometimes you don't know you need help until you get help.
Right. And maybe some of our audience, our listeners, need to do some work because they don't realize that they are stuck and they're not emotionally free. And I would just encourage you, this is a great opportunity to do that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. I like all of your answers, and I like the answers we're going to give people.
Mm-hmm.
And here we're going to start right now. We're going to start with Sandra from Denver, Colorado. And Sandra, if I can push her little button there, which I'm not being able to do, I guess here we go. Sandra, sorry about that. Hi, how are you today, and how can we help you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. How's it going?
Okay. Well, I've seen better days. So I have been married for 20 years, and 10 years ago, I found out that my husband was unfaithful and had been there. He has extreme lust issues. It says it's not that bad because he goes to, it's not a relationship with a woman, that he goes to massage parlors.
Okay, now, 10 years ago, when this came up, what did you require of him, or what was your response or reaction to finding this out?
I had been hearing about every man's battle for several years, and I told him that he needed to go, but he said no, but he listened to it, and we both did. And because I wanted to educate myself as well about this real problem. And we both went to our pastor and got counseling from the pastor, and things seemed to have been going well, and it took a while to repair and restore that. But I still never trusted him. I really had not. And on Friday, I found out that he went to another skanky, just horrible place, and he was irate. He was horrible, and I left and spent the weekend with a friend, and I came back last night, and I told him that the first step to restoration is he had to go to every man's battle, and I said, there's no other option right now, and he did sign up. He's very reluctant, but he signed up, and I got him a plane ticket. And it's not going to be till September, so I don't know what to do now.
Okay. Well, I'm so sorry for this. I mean, obviously, you're hurting and upset. And first thing I'd like to do is, Becky, I'd like you to talk here with Sandra about what she could do between now and then, and then Mylon and I will talk about what she can have him doing or tell him the minimum thing that he could be doing between now and then, but help her with what she could be doing to get through.
Sandra, we can hear your pain, and we've heard so many stories of pain. My first question is, do you have anyone who is supporting you. Anybody else that knows about this issue that you guys have been trying to deal with for all these years?
I have a friend, and I went and stayed with her this weekend. And her husband was basically cheated on her with the same woman for 20 years. But then my husband, he said it's different. That it's not the same.
Okay.
He doesn't have relationships.
Right, Sandra, and we'll let Mylan and Steve talk about that. The reason why I asked you that is because during these next days, weeks, months, it's going to be so important for you to have women around you who can hear your story, who can support you in the next steps. It's been very confusing for a long time. And one of the things that we talk about all the time is how this impacts the way that you're thinking. And I still hear it in that you're still listening to what he has to say, and you haven't really been able to hear your own pain. Because you're probably wishing that he would just get this taken care of so that you guys can go on your way. But it's going to take some work. I don't know if you already have a counselor. That's kind of a given that I would say that. You know, that I think you need to have somebody who's going to work with you and work with him that has an understanding about this process. It's not, you know, it's going to take some work and some healing, but there is hope for things to get better, but you have to have some support around you in these days. And one last thing I'd say is he has to get uncomfortable in order for him to make any changes in his life. And so it may be that he needs to go somewhere as opposed to you doing that. I don't know if you guys have kids in the house or what that situation is, but that will be one of the things that your support system and your counselor will be able to walk you through.
Yeah, I can't imagine you going through this until September without you seeing a really trusted Christian counselor who can help you not waffle, not be confused at all, because there's no need to be confused. When your husband is saying that what he is doing is different, it's like saying, okay, my friend shot his wife with a rifle, I'm only shooting you with a pistol. It's
right.
Still deadly to the marriage, either way. And it's a ridiculous argument. What he ought to be saying, honey, I can only imagine how painful this is to you. And so Mylan, what do you think would be a good thing for him? I'll throw my two cents in, too. The man to be doing before every man's battle.
Well, I'm going to hitchhike off something Becky said, and just I want you to also hear from me. I am very sad at what you feel, your pain, your grief, your shock, the loss this represents. It's horrible, and I just want you to know I hear that, okay? And I feel bad for you. What you're going to have to do is make him – what does he need? He needs to feel your separation. And what Becky said was really important. He should be the one that needs to move out of the house, not you. And then when he comes back after EMB, he needs to have a very serious plan of following up with that group. And he needs to understand from you that you're done, that this will mean the end of the relationship unless he earns you back. And so you're going to need to create something more than just go away for a weekend. And it's going to be something that he must earn his way back to you to a level that you actually believe it. Now, that's going to take time. See, he's betrayed you for 20 years. See? And he needs to know what the stakes are. You know, I have from Jesus a get out of jail free card. I can leave you, and I can go about my life, even including remarriage, and I will not tolerate this. And one of the things you're going to have to work on, my dear, is becoming strong enough to lay down those kinds of boundaries with him, to say this is no longer acceptable.
And he, I guarantee you that he doesn't think you will follow through.
No, he doesn't think
anything.
That. That's my...
Because, no.
And here's the, you know, okay, this is the bad news. You know how we talk about men compartmentalize certain things? Well, I think he's compartmentalized you. A lot of men that have a bit of a problem compartmentalize looking at pornography or something, and it's over here, and it's not integrated, and it's shameful. But I think you're over there, and he's doing what he wants to do, and he doesn't even regard your feelings. Now, he's proven that. Doesn't even treat you as a real person because you're in a little box in a compartment that he has to tend to every now and then. So what I'm hoping for you is that you can get a counselor that will help you not waffle. You heard me say that. That's the key here. You need to say, I want you to leave. I want you to see a counselor. I want you to go to a recovery meeting until you go to Every Man's Battle. If not, I think it's time for me to do something very, very different than I'm doing now. And what I would say, I wouldn't tell him this, but what I would say is it's time for you to get an attorney. Because he has already divorced you. He doesn't want to face the financial consequences of having to live out that divorce. I think you stepping up and having courage and showing that you are a real live human is going to be shocking to him. And if it's like it is with many people in the past, it's going to cause him to wake up to what's going on. If you continue to weep in front of him, if you continue to beg him to get better, or anything weak in front of him, it is not going to shock him and perhaps put him in the mode of, I gotta get this fixed. So, hold on. We're going to try to find a counselor for you. I think we can. Many other people are in this exact same situation. And you have hard things to do because your spouse has put you in this so difficult of a situation.
And you know, Steve, you say all the time about, you know, if you wink at a wrong, it just invites trouble. And, and I know that's Proverbs, but I think in this situation, you know, sometimes you have to do a really difficult thing on the very first notification that something is wrong.
Right.
So that 10 years down the road, we're not still talking about the same thing. And I think a lot of people, and it doesn't even have to be just infidelity. It can be so many different things where we just go, well, he or she said they'll be better or they'll do better. And then they never are. And then 10 years, you're just, all that pain is coming up for Sandra. We'll be praying for her too.
Yeah. All right. I'm really glad that you called. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone number. Let's go and talk with Jeff. Orlando, Florida is where Jeff is calling from, and he listens on WTLN. Jeff, thank you for calling us. How can we help you today?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
It must be a fair day. I guess my question really is this as good as it gets? I think of the Jack Nicholson movie and think of past affairs my wife had. One in 2005, and then again in 2009. I stepped up my drinking from 2005 to 2009, probably over the first fair. And there was a lot of contrition in the first fair, but the second fair, there was none. Other than the fact that it was more of, okay, I will take you back. You know, it's been 10 years now, plus, since then, and everything seems normal, my marriage. But last night I had this incredibly vivid dream that there was another affair. I really don't think about it. But it was so real and vivid that I actually told her this morning and she just looked at me and didn't say much. But with the lack of contrition in this second affair and the weirdness that goes on with the relationship, am I normal? I mean, I feel fine. I've forgiven her. But it's just, there's so many strange little things that happen in the relationship now that just always makes me wonder.
Yeah.
Will I always
All right.
feel this way?
Yeah. I'm glad you called. We're going to help you right after this, my friend. And so hold on. We'll give you some help. 1-800-229-3000. 2 hours, we're here. Mylon Yurkovich, Becky Brown, Steve Arterburn here. We want to help you. These are tough, tough situations. We'll deal with it right after this. Glad you're with us.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we're talking with Jeff. Wife had two affairs, and then he had a dream. Mylon, you want to take it from there?
Well, Jeff, I'm sorry you're going through this. It is just betrayal is a horrible, horrible thing to experience it, and I have to say I haven't, so I don't know exactly what it feels like to be in your shoes, although I've had hundreds of people on my radar over the last 40 years that have been in your shoes, and I'm sorry. Here's my question. She was not contrite or showed no contrition in 2009, and then you reference strange or weird behaviors that seemingly are continuing at some level. Can you describe what that means?
Certainly. In 2009, the culmination was she kicked me out because of my drinking and an episode with my son. So I went to AA, and it completely changed my life, and I became a new person. And that's when she realizes the changes in me, that I was normal, and she ended the affair with the other person. But it was like strange. She all of a sudden just quit doing my laundry, and I questioned it and questioned it and questioned it. And she had all these different boundaries that she came up with where she wasn't really getting any counseling. She told me at one point I was completely crazy and I needed to seek help. And I did that for a full year with a counselor, and the counselor said, nope, you seem pretty normal to me. And she came to some of these sessions. She doesn't seem like she was the girl that I married. Mm-hmm. If that makes any kind of sense. There was just something that's always been off. And I can't put my finger on it other than the fact that I sometimes wonder if she always has this out in her head that, you know, if something goes wrong, that I do something wrong in my behavior or I start drinking again and I haven't, that maybe she will end the relationship. It's a weird feeling to describe. It's just a presence I feel. I've tried to talk to her about it, and she's doesn't really want to talk about it because I think she's ashamed, which I understand.
Okay, well, Jeff, I have a recommendation for you. She is not the woman you married. I tell everybody I've been married to seven women, and they go, what do you mean? And I go, well, in 53 years of knowing my wife, she's seven different people. People change and grow, and there's various iterations of Kay over the last 53 years. And if we don't get to know those current versions of our spouse, then we're really not connected any longer. So I would recommend that you find a very good couples therapist who specializes in also looking at history that would help the two of you say, do we want to carry on in this same vague, disconnected, undefined mode we're in, or do we want to really start something new? If you came to our New Life Marriage Intensive Weekend, it would be a great, great opportunity for the two of you to kind of create a new set and to say, what is truth between us? And that would be the most important question. What is truth? What's reality?
Okay.
And, well, Becky, do you have a thought here that might help him in dealing with his wife?
Well, in addition to what Mylon is talking about, Jeff, you two are very disconnected. Mm-hmm. In the way that your talk is going on. And I'm wondering if you're continuing in your recovery work, or did that stop when she came back or when you guys got back together? Are you continuing in counseling? This is kind of what I was talking about when we talk about emotional freedom. This has been going on a long time. Mm-hmm. And you kind of learn to live with the discomfort as opposed to saying, hey, you know, this is not as good as it gets. We have not done the most difficult thing, the most difficult work yet. And both of us are going to outside artificial resources to deal with the disconnection that we have. You were going to drinking. She was going to other people. So there's got to be this crossing of the bridge together and decide how the next 10 years are going to look and to be committed to one another. So many people get stuck in a rut and just don't even know how to get out. You just keep digging.
Well, let me say this to you, Jeff. At the break, Mylon said, you know, when someone's unfaithful, there is a bit of kind of a lack of trust that's going, especially twice, that's going to be there. It isn't going to be all the same because of breaking of that vow. But there's a phenomena sometimes, Jeff, that happens, is a person strays and they blame you for it.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand that, it's really confusing. But if you relate to this, then it makes a lot of sense. She had an affair, and everything since, even not doing my laundry, she blames me. I should be ashamed of myself that she had to resort to that. And I think that is something we could deal with in our intimacy and marriage workshop. I think it's something you guys have to deal with a marriage counselor, because if you tell her that, most likely she's going to think you're nuts because she cannot relate to that. That's my best shot right there. Now,
thank you.
I'll send you Healing is a Choice for you. I'll send How We Love for both of you, and I hope they're going to be helpful to you. I'm really sorry for what you're going through. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. Mylon Yurkovich, Becky Brown, Steve Arterburn here. We're with you today and love you and care about you.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with, in the studio, Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, welcome. Glad you're here. And you have something for us, as you always do.
I do, Steve. We've got, you've talked about it, Emotional Freedom coming up this Saturday. And it's online. It's one day. No big hurdles to get through. So, folks, I hope you'll sign up. And I wanted to read what someone wrote to us after attending the last one. I came to this workshop with some trepidation. I knew of issues that needed to be addressed. I had some fear about the breakout group, meeting a group of people I didn't know. My initial inclination was to be guarded. To my surprise, from the very first person who shared, I took down my wall and shared my deepest, darkest secrets.
Wow.
Things I'd never shared before and was sure I would take to my grave. I feel a weight removed and finally feel I've started processing pain that I've been carrying for 25 years.
Mm.
I realize how guilt and shame have affected me and my relationships. So, folks, whatever the case, you might not have a secret that's going to take you to your grave, or you're going to take to your grave, but you might have some issues and problems and things you're afraid to share with anybody. Come and share them. get some help. Get the weight lifted off your shoulders. Get a plan. Get a process. Get a community. There's a lot of things you can do to help you find that emotional freedom. And it can all start Saturday.
Yes. And there's so much wisdom and grace at this. And I would say this. Some people have a hole in their gut from some kind of damage that's been done.
Mm-hmm.
Other people, it's like nuclear fallout. You have residue from something that was huge. And you need to get the residue off of you, because just like nuclear fallout, it's not a bomb, but it kills you too.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to help you wherever you are, whatever you've been through. We want to be the ones to help you find the freedom from it. Time does not heal all wounds. If the wound is infected, time will give you a deeper infection. And this is about as low price with this kind of dramatic impact as you'll find anywhere. And I just hope and pray, whatever you're dealing with, if you're dealing, maybe we can help you stop. Maybe we can help you not just get through something, not just get over something, but help you get beyond something. That's what we're going to do Saturday.
You know, a lot of people think that the radio show is the pinnacle or the key thing that we do, and it is. But where the real changes take place and where people's lives are truly transformed, when people will take advantage of it, are in these various workshops.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because there's community, there's great teachers, and boy, I can't encourage you enough to take advantage of. I mean, there's just tons of workshops that are offered very frequently. Something for everybody, and all of them help.
And if you are married to somebody and you know they would benefit, rather than say, honey, you need to do that, do it together. Just say, hey, look, I found this thing and I want us to do it together. And then they're less guarded or defensive about it or reactive to it. But please use this. That's why we're here. We love watching the results that can happen through one of our intensives. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Larry, I'm going to ask you this. How are we doing support-wise here in the hot throes of August? How's it going?
It's been a challenge in August. I mean, we've had some, you know, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Anytime you donate to us, we are grateful. We're thankful. So when I say it's been a challenge, it's just not enough folks have responded. I think that there's something about August, there's something about the strange times we're living in, about the economics of life right now, about COVID. There's so much stuff that's entering into people's minds that people are slow to respond. And so I'm just appealing, if you trust that what we're doing is good, if you don't have a problem with our theology, if you don't have a problem with our stand on stewardship and how we're spending money and doing things, go to God, please, and just ask Him, who should you be supporting and helping? Because the Holy Spirit's doing a number through this ministry,
and we
want to continue.
And I just want to say this. I don't know if you've noticed, everybody listening, people are weird. I mean, we've never, ever had as many difficult things come our way, and it's because of all of these different factors, and you see it and you feel it, and it just makes sense for all that we've been through and the isolation and just the change of the world. Let us help you with that. We'll make you stronger, better. It really will help you, and to do it, we have to get support. And so please, folks, help us now, because I'm telling you, the need has never been greater for New Life and what we do. So come if you need help. Support us if you want to be part of helping somebody that needs it. Anything else there, Larry?
No, just thank you, everybody who is giving. And if you're one who's going to write a check today or call and make a gift, thank you. We appreciate it.
All right. The issue isn't whether or not you're weird. It's what are you going to do about being weird.
Stop your weirdness, yes.
Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'm going to go to Terry from Colorado Springs, KGFT. Hello, Terry. How are you?
Hi. I was telling my niece that you guys were the one to call. She's with us today, but I'll be speaking for her.
Okay.
She already knows that she has gone through trauma in her childhood that has affected her for today. And she's got terrible anxiety that she's trying to work through. Bigger issue or an issue to attach to that, though, is she's in the Air Force, and she can't really, if she takes any kind of medication, which she feels could help, it would go on her record, and it could affect her career.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the first questions, I suppose, is there any natural product out there to elevate the serotonin or whatever you guys might suggest? And
well,
then what kind of counseling?
Okay. Becky, it sounds like you wanted to weigh in first. Go ahead.
Yeah, I live in a military town, and so we get this question a lot of how can I get help when I don't want anybody to know that I need help? And the good thing is the Air Force has actually a program. It's called MFLAC, which stands for Marriage and Family and something else, that is available to all servicemen and women. And they have instituted this to help with these kind of things. Now, I say that because I'm assuming that she's not getting any counseling at this point. But if
she
if,
is.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
And is it helping, though? That's the thing.
To a small degree, her level of issues probably require more serious counseling, like EMD. What's that called?
EMDR, eye movement desensitization. Uh-huh. So what you're saying, Terry, is that she needs more, and that's the reason why you're asking about medication. And her counselor would be a good resource to direct her in that way. You know, we certainly aren't going to say, you know, what to do, but it takes some good diagnostics to understand what she needs for what she's dealing with. Because if the anxiety is from the trauma in the past, obviously, you know, there are trauma treatments like EMDR and such that can help her reduce that anxiety and kind of get, you know, on the right road. But there could be also some chemical imbalance, but it could also be job-related. I mean, there's lots of reasons for this, and, you know, I just think that would be a good resource.
Well, Becky, are you aware, I mean, if she were to avail herself of this resource the Army or Navy or Air Force has, would it jeopardize her job? I mean, is there confidentiality or
yes.
not?
Yeah, there's confidentiality, and they do referrals to their mental health because they recognize that people struggle with stuff. And if they want to have a good, you know, military, they got to help these people that are struggling with things, whether it's due to something on the ground, you know, when they've faced battle, or from their history. And so there is a path forward where she can get help that will not condemn her future endeavors with the Air Force.
And let me just say this. I would look at the website of Dr. Daniel Amen and see the supplements he has.
Oh, yeah.
He identifies certain expected impact from supplements. And then I would be sure that her exercise regimen, you know, you assume everybody that's in the Air Force is getting great fitness stuff, but I would ensure that that is to the degree that it helps her manage and stabilize her mood. We'll have a couple of words about this when we get back from Milan. Glad you called. You're listening to New Life Live. Come join us.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back with talking with Terry. Her niece is in the Air Force there in Colorado Springs. And Mylon, you had a thought or two you'd like to share.
Well, Terry, thank you for calling and being an advocate for your niece. And hello, niece. I appreciate your service to our country. And, you know, one of the things that I love what Becky said a little while ago, we have to deal with our historical roots of pain because they make us feel highly insecure. They can decrease our levels of confidence. And with that, I love how Becky said there's pressure in the present day, you see. And the higher our stress and pressure in the present day, because of our history, you have a lower capacity to manage it. So that's why I liked what Becky said when she said, you know, we have to deal with both the past and the present. And there is a lot of pressure, especially if you're a cadet in the Air Force Academy, because, you know, how do I deal with all this? So the answer, I love, again, what Becky said, and I'm just going to say it one more time. You need somebody that can really help you with the trauma, because trauma, our brains are, this is very, very simplified and not technically accurate, but our brains are very sticky. And when something traumatizes us, they stick, and it sticks in there. And until that is gently dislodged through a variety of different techniques, we'll stay agitated because of that. And then our present day is much harder. And I've experienced this myself of periods in my life where I was very much still affected by my past, and now I'm very, very much less affected by my past, and I have more confidence, less anxiety, et cetera, et cetera. So really important to head in that direction. And if flight is a part of her future, it's a real problem. I have airline friends who are pilots, and, you know, you just can't be taking an antidepressant or things like that. It's just taboo. So that's a real problem. So anyhow, we empathize and are grateful for both of you.
Okay, so just want to say this, that I would go and do the therapy work that is important, see if that can resolve this. And then if it just continues to be such an issue, you know, then she may have to consider doing something else. But she's not at that stage yet. So I would get the help you need. I would.
You know, Steve, one of the things that you said, Terry, that Steve said about exercise, when we're dealing with anything in our life, we have to look at everything. Because, you know, it may be something she's eating. I mean, you know, I love me a cup of coffee or two or maybe three, depending on the day. That can affect your anxiety level. And I'm not minimizing what the past trauma is, but we literally have to look at, are we moving our body? Are we eating the right things? Are we getting enough sleep? There's so many things to look at. So it's not like I'm going to go in and we're going to get this figured out. It's literally, I want to look at everything and get on a journey of healing and wholeness. And I, you know, maybe even come to the Emotional Freedom Workshop on Saturday. That might be a good first step.
It would be a great first step to take right there. All right. So glad you called. 1-800-229-3000. I think we've got time for one more call. Hold on. If you're on, we'll get you in the next program. Melda from North Platte, Nebraska. Hi, Melda. How are you? And what do you think we could do to help you today? What's going on?
Well, my kids are telling me that I need some counseling. I'm dealing with some resentment towards my mother. Ever since my father died, I didn't realize what a buffer he had been, and how I react to her. When my dad died, a couple of days after he died, my mom came back at me and she said, and I was with her the whole time that he was in the hospital. And she said, well, I had four kids, but your dad had two and I had two. You and Larry were your dad's, and second two were mine. And I'm like, what? And then I was always in trouble growing up. I mean, my brother got in a fight at school, and he got praise, and I made straight A's, and I was just, it was like nothing. Yeah. And so I know this resentment goes way back when I was a kid, but I thought I had it resolved. And then when Dad died, it was like it all came back. My mom started treating me just like she did when I was a teenager. She shook her finger at me and said, now you listen to me. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I told Stacy, my oldest daughter, I said, if she does this again, Stacy, I can't come back. I can't.
I can't come help her.
Okay.
And
so to ask us a quick question, because I'm out of time, but I want to help you with this. I think we get the picture. But what specifically are you wanting us to help you with?
I need to quit reacting. I don't want to have resentment towards her.
Okay. What's the question for us, though? I hear that you don't want that. What's the question?
How do I deal with this emotional reaction that I'm having? Instead, I know that she's not going to change. She's 80-some years old.
Yeah.
And I know.
All right, we got that. We want to give you an answer here. So, Mylan, why don't you start, and then Becky?
Well, you don't stop reacting. She's treating you like she's treating you like a teenager, and she's treating you like she said it. You're not her child. You were your dad's. So she has put you back in her mid-80s, or however old she is. She's put you back into that, and she's behaving the way she was, that your dad was the buffer. I think it's a great explanation. So I think the important thing is for you to feel the historical pain of it all, to link it all together like you're doing, saying, okay, this is a pattern. It hasn't gone away. There was just a pause button on it. But to be able to say to your mom, it's unacceptable. You have a choice. You can either treat me like an adult, which means you don't shave me, tell me what to do, wag your finger at me, or we don't have a relationship and your other kids can take care of you. It's a boundary. You say, I'm not going to do it. But you have every right to feel hurt, upset, agitated, and with your history, I get it. So, Becky, what would you add?
Yeah.
Well, I might have a little different approach. You just said something, Melda, that you told your daughter, if this happens again, I don't know how I'll be able to go back. That's where your work is, Melda, is that it probably will happen again. Your mom, it may be suffering from lots of different things, and I'm not giving her an excuse, but the work that you have is the stuff that you just unpacked. You know, talk with somebody about those old wounds so that when you show up at your mom's house, no matter what she is dishing out, you can decide how you're going to respond. Mm-hmm. That she doesn't any longer have the control. And that you can actually have sympathy or compassion towards her, which I know sounds so off base because of the pain you're in right now. But if you're thinking that she's going to change at this point, you might be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's not. She's
okay,
not going to
so,
change.
But here's the thing. We need you. You really have to resolve this. And I've said this many times. We can detach to a degree that we, rather than get hooked in, we can just be more amused at what's happening, not totally amused, but just so detached that it doesn't impact us. We just see them doing what we would expect them to do, and that's what I want for you. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, because it is all about responding, learning to respond when all we think we can do is react. We're out of time. 1-800-229-3000 to join us for the next program right here, right now. Emotional Freedom is this Saturday, Every Man's Battle, September the 9th in Dallas, and our brand new, The Repurposed Life. Where are you going? We know what you've been through. What are you going to do with it? 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.